thought I was Marshall Dunn. I mean, signed him to be your right guy. He had to flip to the left in camp. Back on the right side, seems like he's made just a pretty smooth transition off to a pretty good start.
Yeah, he's the definition of a pro. You know, a guy that can bounce around that much and play at the high level he's played at, that's a really impressive thing to do, and especially in a new offense, you know, and having to pick up new terminology. The underrated thing sometimes is the communication with the guys next to you, you know, and he's done a nice job of ramping that up each week and getting used to the guys that he has to talk to and be in communication with. So we've been really, really pleased with what he's done.
Had the ball, I think, 21 out of 30 minutes in the fourth quarter in two games. Is there a balance to be struck between work on the clock but also being aggressive and wanting to score?
Yeah, you know, the good thing is Coach Del Rio doesn't really want to come off the gas, you know, and so that's been something that he's instilled in the entire staff. So we stay aggressive with our game plan, but certainly clock management is something that we take very seriously around here. You know, and so there's purposeful and intentional calls that are still designed to be aggressive and move the ball. So we've been pleased with how it's been, but always looking to improve anywhere we can.
Has that always been your approach to put on the gas all the time, or were you more conservative maybe before?
Yeah, I think the way I was raised, you know, certainly the first time around with Mike and working with Scott Linehan for a long time, you know, I've always had that philosophy of staying aggressive and letting the guys go play, you know, and not pulling the reins back on them. If you train your guys well enough in situational football throughout the course of the offseason and training camp, then you get to rely on their training and trust their ability to make good decisions within, you know, 4 minute, 2 minute, you know, whatever the scenario may be.
You know, if it's receivers, they're described as like a slot receiver or an outside guy. Say you guys will put, you'll put your guys anywhere. I've seen just about all of them have been in the slot one time or another. How important, how hard is it to train guys to be able to do that, to be able to be good at all, anywhere you put them?
Yeah, we have such a talented staff here, man. They do a great job. Rob Moore does a great job, along with Nick Coles, of training our guys to be concept football players. So you have to learn the concept in our offense. You can't just learn one spot on the receiving tree. That way we can run similar concepts and still move guys around. So it's a fun part of what we do here, and we're really pleased with the way the guys have handled it.
And you got to do that with less reps than you used to be able to get, say, years ago. So is that all? A lot of that's done in the film room, but...
Yeah, certainly a lot of, you know, the intellectual side of that comes from working in the film room and working in the classroom with the coaches, but also getting on the field and being willing to put in a little extra time after practice to maybe run a route that you didn't get to run in practice that day or an individual that day. You know, it's a dedication from those guys, and they've done a nice job.
Cordero seems to appreciate that when he came here on his free agent visit, there was almost a promise that we're going to take a look at you offensively. We think you can find a role for us somewhere. You think that you can help us, or we envision you in a role like that. And it wasn't just empty talk. It's proven to be something that has become a fabric of your offense. How have you seen Cordero since that conversation way back in March just respond to that opportunity, be it in that moment or also in practice in the game since?
Yeah, you know, I don't know that I'd call it a promise, because I think our staff just kind of stands that our yes is our yes and our no is our no, and we mean what we say when we intend to get people involved, whether it be CP or anybody else in the offense. But what's been fun about him is, you know, it's easy for us to invest in finding ways to get him the football because he invests so much in trying to do things the right way. You know, I remember talking to you guys in the spring about the leaps and bounds he had taken as a receiver. That's because he was purposeful and really dove into becoming better as a true receiver and just the mechanics of playing the receiver position. And then as we started to get him involved in a couple of the runs, you know, he really wanted to understand the blocking scheme and how he could help set up the blocks. And in his mind, maybe pair it with a return or something like that, you know. So it's been really impressive to watch him take ownership of everything we've given him. And as a coach, that's what you're looking for. And it makes you want to invest in that guy and give him more.
Your interior offensive line, the ability for Rodney and Kelechi to get into the second level and do those types of things, how much of that is an asset for you as a play caller, that you can get those guys moving deep downfield?
Yeah, I tell you, it's impossible to do anything we do offensively without those guys, all five of them up front. They are the straw that stirs the drink around here, and we're really fortunate to have them. The interior three, in particular, you know, bring such a unique skill set and play at such a high level. In my opinion, they're all the best at their position in the league. And, you know, they're really the ones that enable us to be so versatile and to run some things that might
require a lineman to get downfield and get a block, not just at the line of scrimmage, but finishing and springing those long runs.
What's the biggest difference you've seen from Jalen from last year to this year?
You know, I think Jalen's really working on his craft. He doesn't want to just be a flash player. He wants to prove that he can be an every down back. He's worked really hard in protections. He's worked really hard in his route running, not just the free release stuff, but, you know, understanding how to get out on time and some of the six-man protections. He's just gaining a knowledge of football, you know, and really understand the way we want him to do things and really investing in trying to grow in the areas that we challenged him on this offseason.
In talking to him after the game, I asked him, I said, is this a better three-headed monster than you had last year? And he said, yeah, and it's no offense to Latavius, it's because DeAndre and I have a few years more experience. We can do more things. Are you able to do more now because of their maturity with those two?
I tell you, first of all, I love Tay, and I wouldn't say it's better. It's different, you know, and you're able to do some different things. And Tay's a heck of a football player in his own right. Where I'd say that those guys have really expanded their roles or expanded our abilities to increase their roles is that, you know, they're a little bit better at some of the techniques that they were maybe a little deficient on last year. So really our versatility there speaks a huge testimony to those guys' hard work this offseason and growth as players.
Today's broadcast, TV, it seems like they pick up everything at the line of scrimmage. So when you guys are down there at the goal line and Derek shouts Seattle and you go from what presumably was a run to a check into a fade route, how cognizant of do you guys have to be of that? Obviously, if people at home are noticing that, then certainly your opponents are. And you know, just, obviously, it's a terminology that you're going to have to change from week to week.
Yeah, first of all, y'all cracked me up with that because you didn't watch the TV copies for the first 2 years because we've had Seattle in our terminology for a long time, well before Marshawn got here. To address your question on the you know, the terminology that we use and the verbiage we use out there, there's a lot of dummy stuff and there's a lot of real stuff, and we keep really close tabs on charting the real stuff and what gets paired with it so we know whether we got to change it up or not. But we're certainly very aware of that, yeah.
Anything more for Coach Gunn?
Yeah, as you grade out Derek's decisions at the line, if he checks out of something or makes adjustments, is he grading out obviously pretty high, like putting you guys consistently in the right spots from what he's seeing? How's he done in that regard?
I think he's done a nice job. You know, I think he's done a nice job. And we're not trying to make it a scenario where every play he's walking up to the line of scrimmage and has to evaluate something. We want him to be able to go play fast. So it's probably not as frequent as it may seem. But when he does have those opportunities, he's really done a nice job of helping us out. As I told him, if he sees something that makes me look like a better play caller, have at it.